And she said, out of that range, anywhere. She saw that, oh, my Mekhla is not here. In the haste, she has left it in that kunj, Vilas kunj. And this Mekhla was so much dear to Krishna. He always wants to play with this Mekhla, tightened in the kamar, waist of Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika said, if all Sakhival knew that he has forgotten his Mekhla there, then they will cut joke to me. So, silently, by eyes, she called Tulsi Manjari. That is Rafi Manjari. And told that no any other will hear that I have forgotten my that Mekhala, Pranayi Mekhala there. So silently, so that anyone cannot know, go and take it here. Rup Manjari always watches every moment of Srimati Radhika. She told nothing to anyone, but news the fact. And she was silent. So Sri Manjari told other Manjaris, I am going to bring some flowers and coming very soon. And telling, she took a basket and went there very skillfully. All were dancing and doing. So she went there and brought that Mekhala. And very skillfully she sat near Srimati Radhika so that anyone cannot see. And met there, here in the Radhika. She was very much praised Srimati Radhika, oh, you have done so. That even Krishna and even Lalita Vishakha had not seen this fact. If they have seen this fact, they certainly cut jokes, so many jokes, and will have to ascend. So, you have done very good for me. And then Srimati Radhika at once joined and began to dance and when this Leela was over, when Rati Manjari, that is Tulsi Manjari, met with Rup Manjari, Rup Manjari is telling this sloka. And Raghunath Das Goswami has quoted this as a Asirvad, blessing of Rupa Goswami, that is his Sikshaguru. Sikshaguru means Sakhi Guru. As it is, not changing a single word or single letter. Like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has it. So, as we do prayer to Krishna, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Deena Bandho Jagatpati, Gopesh Gopika Kanta, Aradha Kanta, this is lok or not ours or achar, any achar. But you use that we are telling this. or any stavastuti. So, as a blessing upon him, he is keeping one flower, that is third flower, in his garland for the Radhika. His gurus, guru means his sakhis, whose blessing is upon Sri Ratanandiya, and very near and dear. So, as it is, he keeps his wordings here. So Rati Manjari has come in this, because Rati Manjari cannot write her name in this issue. So why this Rati Manjari has come in the prayer of Rati Manjari, a sonnet. So both meanings are clear. Now, fourth issue. Prabhurapi Jadunandano Jai Esa Priya Jadunandano Unnata Prabhavaha Swayam Atulakritam Mritabhisheshekam Nama Kritavan Stamaham Gurum Prapatte. I have told you that three strokes were from Siddha Sarup. Now he has come in Gyan,
in sense.
But we should know that Rupa Goswami or Raghunath Das Goswami, two bodies are of not like us. In one he is Parishad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in other he is Parishad of Srimati Radhika and Krishna, jugal, conjugal. The two avesh are there. Avesh?
Dress.
That is?
Substance.
Abhiman. That is? I am Arup Manjari. What is this?
Identity. Ego.
And in Raghunath Das Swami, a servant of Chaitanya. Both are good things. In our, if we have Siddha De, it is good, that always. But now I am Narayan Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Swami, or others. These Abhiman are not correct. But for Raghunath Das Goswami, both are correct. To extreme. Raghunath Das Goswami has directly achieved so much love from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that it is not less that in Sarupa she is Rati Manjari. Both these abhimans mean thinking,
Conception
are too good. That in koti janma and birth we will have her not. So now he, at that time he was in Krishna Lila Parikar. Now he is thinking Mahaprabhu Lila. And how he got the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The persons who are giving him help are of so importance, and he is very debted of lies to persons who have helped them to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. The first person was Jadunandan Acharya, by whom help he has went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and received the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is in outer sense, yet he is telling this thing. So it is not less important. For us it may be of less importance, but for him, for us also, this thing is very great importance. How we should have behavior and service to our Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru, who are helping us also for Vaidhi Bhakti. Because without Vaidhi Bhakti, we cannot have Raganuga Bhakti. Because we are not so of past sanskar, so we will have to pass through Vaidhi Bhakti. We will have to go Guru. And we have to hear all these things. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who is Krishna? Who is Radhika? Who is Gadadhar Pandit? What is Navadvip Dham? What is Vrindavan Dham? We can hear only from our Gurudev. If your Gurudev has no mercy upon you, perhaps you were in Khadi war. Anyhow, understanding? Khadi, you know?
Understanding?
Where war is going on? Perhaps? Let hear him. And have tests for all these things.
You would be swimming in a different ocean.
So, Prabhurapi, we should know first wordings. Prabhurapi, Jadunandano, Jayesa Priya Jadunandana Unnata Prabhava. Jadunandanaha, that is Nandanandanaha. Jadu means Jadu means Jadunandan.
Yani Putra, the son of the Yadu dynasty.
Huh?
Name of Krishna.
How? Jadunandan has two meanings. Nanda Baba Yasu Jadu Yadu. And Krishna father, that is Vasudeva. Sursen has two sons. Sursana. Deva means one king of Jadu dynasty. In our Ajamir, Deva means. He has two sons, Parjanna and Sursen. Parjanna was son of his Gopi wife, Vaishya, that is Gopi. And other Vachatrani, by that Sursen has birth. From Sursen came Vasudeva, and from Parjanna came Nanda Baba. So all are Jadu. Jadunandano means he are not Vasudeva Putra. Because our Aradha Devi is Nandananda. So here Jadu Mane Nanda Baba. In Bhagavad Tika, our Goswamis, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, has cleared all these things. Where there is Devaki Putra, they have cleared that Yashoda has one of her name, Devaki. So Devaki's son means Yashodana. So here Jadunandana, Prabhu Rapi, he is Prabhu. Ne? There are two kinds of Prabhu, Ashraya Prabhu and Vishaya Prabhu. Krishna is Vishaya Prabhu and Gurudev is Vishaya Ashraya Prabhu. Understanding? Gurudev is Ashraya Prabhu. So, api Prabhu api, Prabhu rapi. Api means there are two Prabhus. Jadunandana, mane Nandanandan Krishna is also Prabhu. And one Prabhu is Krishna Priya. Priya means dear. Krishna dear is also Jadunandana. Dear to Krishna. So much dear to Krishna. His all activities are to please Krishna and to serve Krishna. So he is very much dear to that Jadunandan, this Jadunandan. That Jadunandan is Vishaya and this is Ashraya. Unnata Prabhavaha. His activities are so high that general person cannot catch internally or outwardly his all activities. It is very high. It has written in also Chaitanya Charitamrita. Devera Shakti nahi, Vaishno Chinite nahi Devera Shakti. Cause cannot catch who are Vaishnavas? What are the activities of Vaishnavas? Sometimes it seems they are not Krishna. Krishna is not God. When he is telling lie, when he is taking mitti and other things. So Vaishnava activities sometimes become very, very hard to understand. So God cannot, gods cannot understand the activities of. So Jadunandan activities like a grihastha, that is grihastha, householder, is not Krishna Bhakta. But he has only come to Prakash Raghunath Das Goswami. Prakash means to manifest Raghunath Das Goswami. So, his all activities from childhood, he loved so much Raghunath Das Goswami that being a guru who takes in his lap Raghunath Das Goswami and tell Krishna, Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna, always, and tells him so many Siddhant facts. Vaishnava Siddhanta, in playing and in loving Raghunath Das Goswami, is giving all siksha. Siksha means teachings. By, as if in, he is in play and gives him every kinds of Siddhanta. So he is Unnat Prabhava. He has a friend like Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur visited that place, he surely went to this Jyotinandana Acharya. And when there was a quarrel in Raghunath father's Gosabha, Gopal Chakravarti, he took in favor of Haridas Thakur. And he told Raghunath's father and father's brother that there will be so much mischief, misery on your world that you are doing nothing. Then he told that Chakravarti, go out of this palace and never come to be here. At last, he has lost his nose and everything, and he suffered so much. So Jadunandan Unnata Prabhava, he was trying. Here it is given something that a person having no guru serving, respect for their gurus, they cannot enter in bhakti raj. The backbone of bhakti is guru seva, and that guru seva, Vishrambha guru seva. Vishrambha, like son, and more than a son, like a friend, bosom friend, his service should be. He has told that Sri Guru Charane Rati, Seishe Uttama Gati, Je Prasade Pure Sarva Asha. And that Kirtan by Narottam Thakur. So, Narottam Thakur is telling that a Rati for Krishna and Radhika cannot come if we have not served our Gurudevs. One thing he is also telling in bhakti sandarbha. I've seen in bhakti antehavenatha that guru seva is not a very easy thing. One has to give up his own every kind of freedom for the service of Guru. We have another mood and Guru has ordered any other thing. We'll have to change our mood. And it is sometimes becomes so hard to change our mood. If one can change, he surely he has also told that we have so much anartha, and anartha gives badha, obstruction in our freely Krishna serving or Mahaprabhu serving. Like the devotees of Dandakaranya are the Rajkumari, princess of Janakpuri. They will to serve Ram and Gopal, Krishna. And by hard practices in several thousand years, at least by Yoga Maya mercy, they have birth in womb of gopis. They lived so many years, at the age of 12, 13, 14, in Vrindavan. They were also married. Some of them had sons also. Some were Kumari. Kumari means unmarried. But when Krishna played on flute on Purnima, the father and mother of Kumari, unmarried ladies, and brothers took in hand danda, and told that you cannot go. If you go, we'll beat you, give a lesson to you. And they put them in the room and locked. And the ladies who had Purvarag, you know, or Gurudev, you know, Vishrambhav. And here he has quoted, told from Bhakti Sandarbha, Chaturvidhasi Bhagavat Prasad. We should offer Gurudev only Chaturvidhasi Bhagavat Prasad, not on offered. We should not give Tulsi in his feet, but we can give Tulsi on his head or in his hand, so that he may give this Tulsi to the Krishna feet and to the hands of Srimati Radhika to worship Krishna. We should not give Tulsi in the feet of Gurudev, but in the other hand, that offerings, prasadam, should be at first given to Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Tulsi, and with Tulsi we should give it to Gurudev. This is Siddhanta. Someone tell that we should give unoffered Mahaprasadam to Gurudev. He will offer. But it is Vaidhiva, not Radha. So we should offer it. Making our mind remembering that Guruji is standing there and Guru is feeding Krishna. But Tulsi should be given to that Mahaprasadam. And then Krishna takes, then Srimati Radhika takes, and all other Sakhi takes. In Bhakti Vinod Thakur prayer, we see that Yure Dhanishta Anita Jasoda Agya Paiya Dhanishta Anita Sri Krishna Prasad Radha Bhunje Haya Prita. You understand this? You pray, you sing this song? When we offer Mahaprasadam to Krishna, Bhajabhakatavasa, in this Kirtan, he has told at last that when Krishna took his prasadam, Naivedyam, Jasoda and Rohini giving Krishna, and Radhika preparing, and seeing and watching Krishna taking all these things. When it was over, Jambul, these two servants brought pan and all things for Krishna. And Krishna went for Vishram for a moment. Then Jasoda ordered Dhanishta that Radhika does not take anything if Krishna has not taken anything. And his remaining things, she only takes.
Remnants.
So he orders Dhanishta, take and go to Srimati Radhika, who is waiting there near cooking room with Lalita, Vishakha and all other sons. Dhanishta takes the remnants of Krishna and gives it in the hands of Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika at once gives it in the hands of Lalita. And Lalita distributes it. She gives in to Radhika, Vishakha, Manjaris, and all. And our Gurudev also is standing in them. She also gives to our Gurudev also. And then to Gopiswar and all others, and to all Jivas she gives. So in this manner, Mahaprasad we should give Gurudev. Someone directly give this thing to Gurudev, but Gurudev rejects this. She takes the remnants of Krishna. So Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be done aarti of them, and that thing be given to Gurudev also. So we should do archana of Gurudev first, but give prasad to Gurudev, not...
Giving prasad is a lot for Krishna at first.
At first, then we should. But we should do archana of Gurudev first. So he is telling, that his Jadunandan Acharya is his Gurudev, in sense, when he was in sense. And he has helped me in various ways. He has given the bij means
seed
to love Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. And he has also given water, watered it also by his Harikatha. So, he is very priya to Jadunandan Acharya. Swayam Atula Kripamritam. Swayam, he has himself. Atul. Atul means no comparison. His mercy is so that we cannot comparison. I cannot comparison with anyone. And that mercy, he has always watered me to increase the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mama Kritavan, he has done kripa to me, Mama Kritavan, he has done mercy, Kritavan mane mercy, done mercy. Tamaham, to that Jadunandan Acharya, who is Guru, I prapadde, prapadde mane, I saranagat, I surrender. Jadapi amar guru chaitanya radas tathapi janiyami tahar prakash. Jadapi amar guru chaitanya radas. I knew that my guru is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu servant. Yet I know that my Gurudev is manifestance of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sakshat Haritvena Samastha Shastra Ruktastatha Bhavyata Eva Sadhvi Kintu Prabharo Yo Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guroshi Charana. Ji Goswami has written that Mahadev and Shankar and Guru are abhinna to Krishna. Are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here abhinna means only priyatvena. Understand? That he is very much near and dear to Krishna. And he is unparalleled servant of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So abhinna means he is not beside Krishna. Only ashram. By love, by serving, he has been told manifestation of Krishna. He also tells that by serving Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can have everything. Why to serve Gurudev? But here is telling that Gurudev is Kripa of Krishna. Without mercy, we cannot do anything. So Gurudev is mercy of Ghana Ghanattam. Ghanattam means solid. Solid Kripas. Thick Kripa. Mercy of Krishna. So without Krishna mercy, how you can get Krishna? So we should serve certainly our Gurudev. Shiksha Guru. Or any person who encourages, he gives help in proceeding Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Jo mang dustar geha nirchal mahakupad par plama satya sandhrdayam budhi prakatita swairi kripa bharrajjuri Udhrityatma Sarojanindi Charana Prantam Prapatya Swayam Sri Damodara Satchakar Tamaham Chaitanya Chandram Ambaji. In fourth slok, to whom he has done Bandana?
Yadunandana.
Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First slok is Sarup Bhav. Siddha Sarup Bhav. And second slok to Guru, Guru Sakhi. And now second slok, Siddha Sarup.
First slok.
Guru Sakhi.
First slok was to
in Swarup, Swarup Siddha, Deha. Connection with Srimati Radhika. So second slok is Aradhya Devi Srimati Radhika. Fourth slok in
third slok.
Third slok to Asirvad Swarup. Asirvad Swarup. Fourth slok, out sense has come. But yet it is Siddha Swarup. It is not like ours. It is also a Siddha Swarup. But in senses, as a Prakat Leela. This is a Prakat Leela and this is a Prakat Leela. So, in sense, those who have given this sambandha gyan from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Dev, and here Gauranga Dev is Srimati Radhika. Yet, Krishna is the person. But Krishna has been gan tadatm with Radhika.
Please explain this again. This point that you have just made.
Here, in Prakat Leela, as a Nar Leela, he has prayed to his Gurudev. And by the grace of Gurudev, he has a sambandha with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the first root cause. So he has prayed Gurudev. And now, in Prakat Leela, he is your Swami, he is Aradhya Devi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. in this sloka he is praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? At first, in second sloka, he has prayed to her Swaminiji, Srimati Radhika. Here, the same Radhika is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is yet Krishna himself, but he has forgotten that I am Krishna. I am Radhika, he is, and with Radhika, he is, has Tadatma Bhav. Tadatma Bhav, you know? Tadatma means like fire in
iron.
Here iron has no idea that I am iron. He knows that I am fire. So here Krishna is not knowing that I am Krishna. He has only feeling that I am Srimati Radhika. So both second and this fifth sloka are as one. There is Swaminiji, here is also Swaminiji, but here name is only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Both are the same. Here, in Prakat Lila, we see that he is praying, Jo, meaning is there?
Yeah, we have word for word. Every word is given.
Oh, then no need for... No need. Okay. Only explanation. Here he is telling that Jo means that person or that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, among myself, Dustar Griha Nirjal Maha Kupad Apar Klamat. His house was as a without water, very dangerous coop.
Dry well.
Not only dry well, but so many serpents, bichhu like this, and all other things were there. On that well, upper side, there was two very little trees of people, you know?
Aswatha.
Two branches were there. On branches, there were some madhumakshi. Bee, madhumakhi, and there was a very great umbrella of bees.
Beehive.
And so much rush was there. And Raghunath Das Goswami had catch hold of the branches of two branches and was trying to go under that well. But saw that there are so many poisonous snakes and so many this you know, bichu.
Very brishik.
Very dangerous. More than serpent.
Scorpions.
Me too.
And so many mosquitoes, dangerous, were there. He said that two uka chuha?
Mouse.
One black
and another white were cutting the same branches, caught hold. And it was about a last moment that they will cut out the both, and he will fall down. At the same time, from his, above his head, on the branch where bees has given umbrella, and Madhu was coming drop by drop, and he took his tun and had that dropped. So madhur, so, oh, kya madhur, kya madhur, he was doing. This is the scene written in Srimad Bhagavatam. After a moment he will come down and beaten by servants, he will die. So, and on the upper side there is a tiger roaring. If he comes out, they will attack. Very dangerous position. So he is telling that no water and so dangerous scope is Griha Andhako. But by that one drop of madhu, we forget all dangerous position. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his ashesh kripa means
unlimited,
and without any reason, that kripa, what?
Causeless
mercy. Satyah Sandra Dayambudhi. Sandra Ambudhi. Sandra Sandra Dayambudhi. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so much thick. Mercy is Sri Vigraha. So, causeless, he did mercy upon me. Prakritita Swairi Kriparajyuhi. Swairi, that without any obstruction, Swairi. Svatantra, niranso, kripa rajju bhi. Rajju means
rope.
He fell that rope, he fell down that rope, means kripa rajju. And udhritya, take out, saroja nindi charana prantam. So fragrant, so soft, so dayalu, pity,
merciful.
His lotus, prapadya. I was not in a condition to be saranagat on that lotus feet, but mercifully, make me prapadya, done saranagat. Swayang, and take my hands in his hands, and give it to Damodar Satchakar, and he gave and told that now Raghunath is yours, and please support, give, nourish
nourishing by Siddhanta and Naras and everything. So merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, aham bhaje, I want to do seva of that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here he is telling, he is remembering how he done mercy upon me, from taking me from that house where like a king and only one son among two brothers. Younger brother has not done any marriage, his father only has done. Elder brother has not done marriage, only his father has done marriage. So both loved him, and their uttaradhikari was only. Uttaradhikari means after them the king will be
inheritance.
Was only Raghunath Das Goswami. And for a Hindu culture, those who are very papi,
sinful,
they have no sons. And there are none to give him Sraddha. So they were thinking that only Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath is our son in his bones. And after them, who will be Uttaradhikari of their Rajya? And he will go Sraddha and all, like Chitraketu Maharaj. So they were very, very much attracted to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was also so beautiful, so many, having so many qualities. So they were loving, he was very loving to his father, mother and to all. From that parivesh, atmosphere, it is very hard to come out and to do bhajan. But I have an idea, and Guru Maharaj also said that the boys are the persons, being in such an atmosphere, can do Hari Bhajan and they can live these things. But those who have no such atmosphere and there is none to love them, and nothing to be asakta, they can never do bhajan. And the persons living such an atmosphere can love so much extent to Krishna and Radhika or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But those who are so much poor, nothing to live, as a beggar, no child, nothing, no one to love, and nothing to leave, they cannot love Krishna. And they, if they will live in sadhu base, they will collect everything that persons have left, everything. And we see it. Deceived. But those who are like Raghunath Das Goswami and they have left, they will left as Raghunath Das Goswami left and will serve surely Krishna. Once I remember that we were with Guruji
a disciple of Guruji who was very much lover and very much good qualified boy. He was ill. And we were with Guruji serving. Guruji was very much anxious how to leave this boy alone or with some person. I will go to preach. I told that, don't worry, I will serve this boy. And he said, simply go to preach. He became very much pleased. And living on new bed boy with some other brahmachari, he went to preach. At that time, I was there. Guru Maharaj was also there. A beggar came there to beg something. And at that time, some leaders and engineers of Calcutta have come to see our Guruji there. The beggar come there. The vakils and engineers told Gurudev, you only Gaudiya Math take cream of society only, not these beggars and all these persons who are nothing. They have no food, no anything. So, can you keep this beggar? Guruji told that, yes, I will have this beggar. I will keep this beggar. But I think he will not leave. Majapai, he will surely be here. Then Guruji told to beggar, that by hardly you beg this thing. Come and join our society. And we'll give you everything what you need. Have you anything? Anyone in your house? No, 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 I have nothing. Have you any children? No. Any piece of land? Nothing. Wife? Nothing. Nothing? Nothing. Then Guruji told that, you should live here. I will arrange everything for you. He told that, Guruji told that, you don't go to home today. Today, from today you should live here. And I will arrange everything for today, from today. He told, no, one time, for once I will have to go to my home. Are where you have told that, no home? No, I have some a very little home. Who is there? Oh, my wife is there. Then I will go and arrange. Anyone? My one son is there. At last he could not stay there. So Guruji told engineers and workers that, see, this person cannot, because there is nothing to leave, but they have everything to leave, and they have lived everything and come to me. So Raghunath Das Goswami has everything. Therefore, bending Raghunath Das Goswami, a wife like prince and so much wealth, matrishne, pitrishne, everything he has. It is very, very cutting,
difficult
to leave all these things. Yet, I could not leave, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done kripa to me, and so I have left it. He is telling that without living whole things, deha, daihika,
everything. Deha means deha regarding bodily, bodily things, living. How I will support my this body? This should be left. And all the connections should be left. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his home. He left everything. But in home, who is called Grihastha? Grih is not called, having grih is not called grihastha. Understand? You have also this home for living. So this is not grihastha. Grihini is called grihastha. Grihini means wife. To center, having in center wife, and to do everything is grihastha or grihamedhi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his father and mother and lived in home and everything. He came from Jagannath Puri in way to Vrindavan up to Ramkeli Gram. You know this fact. He came at through Shantipur to Navadvip, Kuliyadvip. And here he stayed for one day or two days. Then he proceeded further. When he was here, everyone came here. Mother also came. All his relations came. All Nadiya Dasi came. But only one person, one lady came, could not come. And that was Vishnupriya. Why she could not come? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has love more than everyone. And she has also love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more than Sachima also. No? He was a digraha of love. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that everyone can come, but she cannot come. And she was thinking, everyone can go there. I loved him so much. Only I cannot go. What will be in her heart was feeling. So my loving of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fault of me that I cannot go. If I should have not done love to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then I could have gone there. But it is perhaps my fault. But it was not fault, she was seen. So everything should be left for Krishna, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna will accept us. There Vishnupriya was Mahalakshmi. So instance is not fit, but yet we give instance. So if a man has a smile of, smile means gandha, smell, a smell of gandha, of samsara, priti, he cannot reach to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never solely take him in his feet. like Raghunath Das Goswami, he has taken. So, he is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhakta Ganer, Vairagya Pradhan, Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam, Ajatna Yapayan Manam Bhishma. Mahaprabhu wants that his followers should be bhakta, but with vairagya, as he himself followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vairagi, but in comparison to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see Raghunath Das Goswami is more vairagi, more and more vairagi. And he saw that he has so much vairagya, then he has crossed me also. And he became so much pleased to Raghunath Das Goswami. Vairagya means to have asakti, to give up all asakti. Now he is sunya. Sunya means
nothing.
Like in Bansi, nothing is.
No
family. Whole air can pass. Krishna air can pass from. No obstacle, nothing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna and Radhika wants, like Bansi, like Raghunath Das Goswami, no attachment. Is male of attachment in anything of world, so that my color, my only wind can pass. And upon that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna will do his mercy fully, and he can accept that mercy. A person having a very little attachment cannot have this thing. So Raghunath Das Goswami has everything, every qualities that are required. So Mahabhairagi. Krishna is telling that ये दारागार पुत्रान पुत्राप्त प्राणान वित्तम इमं परम हित्वामं शरणं जता कथं तत्तुम उत्सहे श्रीमद्भागवतम 9455. He is telling that Krishna is telling himself that those who have left their father, mother, children, wives, and relations, everything, they have forgotten that this is my body. And anything is required for this body. And Krishna has to think and yoga chema vaham miham for them. As Raghunath Das Goswami has no effort to feed anything cloth to this body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always thinking, where is Raghunath? What he is taking? How is everything is going on? Always asking with Govinda and Swarupa Damodar and anyone. And daily he takes the news of Raghunath Das Goswami. Always. How he is doing bhajan? And anyone tells Raghunath Das Goswami description, he becomes so much pleasure.
he is remembering the past time, how I raised the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and how he accepted me. He is telling that when I raised the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I did not went to Jagannath Darshan. Directly I came to Kashi Vishwabhamana. He was sitting with Sadhu Damodar, Ramananda, and all the excellent persons. And then Hari Katha there, in the meantime, Raghunath Darshan, from the Gita, this Darshan Sanat, with tears in his eyes, and for more time he could not put her to bed in his chest and get up. Mukunda, this Singa, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Parikar, loving all Harikatha. So much love for affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, come on, come on. And he could not rest. He ran away, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, of Raghunath Das, you have to run away to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he stood there, that I am never free. And not qualified to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took a man out. I ran away to Raghunath Das. And he took a man. And he found a man. Now Raghunath Das was coming. He is remembering. Where is remembering? At Radhakam. So many years has been lost. But he thinks that today, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is his second day in his prayer. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in his breath, he again sat down and sat on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He held his hand, he took the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All their essence, living Sadhu Damodar, Ramananda, and so many. And it may be that all were here, living then and living very far. You have to inquire how much so they were all astonished. And he told them, Krishna Kripa Balishta Savahai Kaya. You know, say Karina Dishar, Dishara. Krishna, take down to you. Does not that your son is also waiting? Mahaprabhu is also. And then next to you. And told that, oh Krishna, so much. Merciful. That he has taken out you from the truth of this time. He has taken into Vaikunth. Hari Bhajan is Vaikunth. Raghunath Das Goswami did not, he was only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to speak but could not speak. He thought that I don't know Krishna. I know you well. And by your mercy I have come to you. I have nothing, no Sambandha, nothing to come. I have not seen you. I have seen you, and by your mercy, I am feeling that I have come to you, only by your mercy. At times, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the hand of Raghunath Das Goswami and gave him the hands of his most beloved Sri Damodar, to whom he always hears pastimes of Krishna, and prayed very affectionately that today I have given this Raghunath in your hands. He is your son, he is your servant, he is your enemy, everything. And you should tell me, I have you to be. Therefore, Damodar told me that I have you. Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering all these aspects that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done so much mercy to me. So he is doing pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar, he knows who is Radhika. Though in his Swarup Siddhadeva, he is Manjari and knows everything. But outwardly, in this Prakat Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar had given sambandh with Srimati Radhika. And he knew Radhika. One thing we should know here, that a sakhi is tadatma to Radhika, not a Krishna. Tadatma, you know? Tadatma. Any word?
Love.
As fire goes in iron, that is called tadatma. If I will be in a light, Krishna has come to tadatma with Radhika. He wanted to know the pranayadikar, the madhurma of Krishna. How Krishna is beautiful. Krishna does not know. And what is the pranay of Srimati Radhika? How he loves me. And after loving and after testing my four kinds of madhurya, what kind of sukh, happiness, not ashtadam, happiness will turn in calm. So we should always be very careful about this. How Srimati Radhika says to become thankless. She becomes him as a thamar leaf. That is called Kongala.
Madness.
Mahabharata, So, Krishna has to come and to be tadatma with Srimati Radhika Bhava, to face all the three beings of Krishna. So, he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Here Radhika is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna has also become Radhika. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radhika. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has especially tested Jiva Bhava. The lower are suffering. Bhoga Vipralambha. That is Vipralambha Bhava. All this dependent, almost, very few moments, as in Milan, at some point. Here, Dalita and Vishakara are also. All Sakis are there, with Radhika. They are also in monastery, in Aparkat Lila, have offered it. Radhika is fully separation. Vishakha, Lalita, Chitra, all other sakhis, Chandra only two, have not full separation. But the highest separation feeling is in Srimati Radhika. Because the highest prime is in Srimati Radhika. They are saying that Srimati Radhika is feeling so much separation. But what kinds of separation? Lalita cannot know. Vishakha cannot. They know about their what is going in her heart in separation. But not like Srimati Radhika. He is telling that what is the state of Manjaris. Lalita Vishakha is not Tadatma with Radhika, but these are Tadatma with Srimati Radhika. Understand my feeling? So, if Radhika is feeling Mahabhav, always in Mahabhav. And they are always Tadatma with Srimati Radhika, they also feel Mahabhav. And that kind of separation, to which Radhika is feeling separation, they feel like that separation. But Lalita Vishakha cannot feel. So there is a speciality of these Manjaris. So Raghunath Das Goswami here, feeling the separation, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tadat in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so he is doing Bilap, and that Bilap is Kusumanjali for us. That is the thing in the Vedic slope. So he sees, he is making prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, I am so lucky that the thing that Lalita and Vishakha could not have, and by his grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am feeling that thing. So, now he is in a mood that if Krishna meets with Radhika and kiss Srimati Radhika, that sign comes in Manjari, here also in separation, everything that Radhika has comes out in the body and mind and in soul of Manjaris. So, his separation is like Srimati Radhika. His bilap is like Srimati Radhika. And from where he has got? From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here he is telling that, though it appears
that is so much dukkha, unhappiness. Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatam is telling, it looks like as if it is the ocean of dukkha, unhappiness. But a man who has no concern with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and no concern with Goswamis cannot think like this. But those who have concern with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will not think like this. He is giving Chaitanya Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, first chapter, that those separation, in separation, gopis have a unhappiness of ocean. But it is more than ocean of happiness, ananda. Because this sarup of gopis are anandamay. Ananda chinamay rasa pratibhavita bhi tabhyuja evani yarupata. No, a sign of unhappiness in their construction. But it sometimes it looked like as unhappiness. He has given an instance of fire and barf,
ice.
Understand? What?
I have not got the example yet of fire and ice.
When we have gone to Badrinagan once, where Ganga comes out, very little water and very narrow there Ganga is. After there Prayag it has become so much. So there is the time of winter season, Bhadra Mas. Not winter, but last time first seen there. We saw that when we are going to take darshan there, snowfall was going on. And about we were sinking in the snow. In morning, there is no attached bathroom. So we have to go to make our dainik kriya there, the side of a river and in jungle. Anyhow, covering ourselves, we went. And after that, when we went to take some water, that it some that one woman has caught it. So, our hand is burning in fire. It was so cold that it was like a fire burning. He is telling, Sanatana Goswami, that in heavy praying or in vipralambha, extreme what?
Dukkha.
Vipralambha.
Separation.
Also, remembrance of Krishna becomes so that Krishna is meeting with me. Separation becomes as a milan. There is no instance in this world. So he is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when I was at, from Radhakund, he is remembering, when I was at Gambhira, serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Krishna doing, and like this, sometimes jumping in ocean, sometimes he was in ocean and any fisherman caught him in his jar, and he was like a like a football. No, nothing, no shape. And that fisherman knew that he is ghost, and ghost has caught me. And he at once ran. Sir Damodar, then a slap, mantra. And by mantra, your ghost has gone away. He found some knowledge.